والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة إلى، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا فاتك الحياء فافعل ما شئت، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our teacher, our mentor and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, as adherents of Islam, as adherents of the followers of the religion of Islam, we continually strive to live in accordance with our faith and values. We try to the utmost best, we make every effort to try to live our lives in according to our values and our faith. Whilst we're doing that, we also try our best to nurture our children's spiritual growth. Now, given the pervasive influence of modern media, essentials and understand the content that our children are exposed to. One of the latest media phenomena that warrant our critical attention, and I need you to give me today your undivided attention. This is an issue that is extremely critical, and it is all over the media, is this newbie. Over the years, the Barbie brand has become a cultural global mainstay, often criticized for its impact on young girls' perception, femininity, and societal roles. The latest movie in this series, however, takes the Barbie influence to an alarming and an unprecedented level by introducing themes and narratives that are starkly contradictory to the core and the values and the principles of Islam. The film embraces a hardline feminist narrative in the guise of promoting equality and empowerment. This message is problematic for the pursuit of equality because it undermines the sanctity of motherhood and unfairly maligns men. Islam respects the roles and the values and the integral part that both genders play in society, fostering mutual relationship and cooperation between the genders. However, the specific movie vilifies all male characters, leading to the harmful that all men are oppressors, and every woman should try to seek absolute independence from them. Now, this harmful stereotype, my respected elders and friends, is not only a gross misinterpretation, but also the seeds of gross hatred and enmity for women against men. Take care of your home. Take care of your home, for that is your jihad, said the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not saying this. Who said this? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addressing the women of those times, he said, take care of your home, that is your jihad. Now, respected elders and friends, the role woman plays in taking care of her home and the children, the Nabi of Allah has likened it to jihad. In this context, jihad to me of Islamic life. Can there be anything greater than jihad? The most value that me and you have is our life. We value our life the most. That is why when a person goes out in jihad, he's giving his most valuable asset that Allah has blessed him with, is his life. Now here, the Nabi of Allah planning homemaking as equivalent to the reward of jihad is giving the highest possible status to a woman in an Islamic society. A woman's role in upbringing of her children, in nurturing and caring for her children, is like the archers in the battle of Uhud. It may seem less significant, but it is vital to the success of society at large. My respected elders and friends, this movie Barbie introduces transgenderism in a very subtle manner. Characters that are initially presented as male transition into Barbie figures that outshine their female characters. The Barbie and the Ken dolls, the lack of genitals is a repeated gag in this movie. So Barbie declaring she doesn't have a female productive genital, and Ken, he doesn't have a male productive organ. Now this is very problematic. And an alarming aspect of this movie is the dismissal of motherhood, a role that Islam venerates as one of the greatest honor for a woman. We spoke about it a month ago, about the value of a mother. At length we spoke about this. So using the iconic Barbie movie, the movie implies that motherhood is an aspiration for young girls. An idea that contradicts our faith and teachings. In Islam, where does Jannat lie? Where does Jannat lie? Tahta aqdamil ummahat. It lies under the feet of your mother. So, the woman of the time of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, the men, they go in jihad. They fight in the path of Allah. If they are injured, they are rewarded. If they lose their lives, direct ticket to Jannah. If they remain alive, they have lavish provision. But what do we as women have? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if you obey your husband, you give him his due respect, you look after your children in your home, you will get the like of his fighting in jihad. But how many of you do that? How many of you do that? Respected elders and friends, in the movie Barbie, she does not want to be with Ken, or any other Ken for that matter. In fact, at one point in the movie, advises Ken that he too should, like her, not be dependent on any other person or anything, but he should just be simply himself. Now this is a psychological message that women should be independent, totally self-determining beings who are not dependent on their male counterpart. Furthermore, this movie introduces elements of LGBTQ+, a content which is abhorred in Islam. A character that is portrayed by a male actor cross-dressing as a Barbie feature very heavy in the movie. And Ken is depicted as taking pride in the attention that he gets from two homosexual men. There's also a scene that features in the movie whereby Barbie and Ken dolls are portrayed like growing up Skipper, a doll with enlarged breast, sugar daddy, an elder Ken doll, earring magic, popular known as gay men. Until headquarters building in this movie is referred to as the phallic and revealed to have featured gender neutral bathrooms. I didn't see the movie. I don't think so. Maulana has seen the movie. How you know so much about this movie? I just did some research on it. So this phallic, this building where everything happens, got gender neutral bathrooms. Instances and these subtle messages are desensitizing the audience, particularly our young girls. So what happens? But I want to be like Barbie. See what's happening, friends? You see what's happening? You're going to allow your daughters to see Barbie or your granddaughters. The character in this film promotes a cynical message of a culture that is all about power. So power is how self-worth is determined. Therefore, anyone who is not in power is not important. Two important aspects of this movie. Feminism, it threshes, like I mentioned, the concept of motherhood, chastity, and teaches that women are superior species who need to hold men in contempt. Ken is now the villain. It teaches females to free themselves from all men. Men are portrayed as villains, and no men and women relationship, wife relationship, will ever work out. That's the first thing of feminism. The second thing it mentioned is transgenderism. There are previously male characters who, after transitioning, now play better roles of Barbie than actual women. So what happens? We have scenes in this movie where young children playing innocently with dolls start bashing them up. Start bashing the dolls, saying that they want to be free from the shackles of motherhood. The really weird thing is that, listen to this, after I did an online search for the content related to this movie, suddenly, you know what happened? Suddenly, there is a stream of homosexual adverts up on my feed. Now, this says a lot. Hey, may Allah, my time is almost up. Our precious daughters are, and granddaughters and our nieces are precious gift from Allah Ta'ala to us. My brothers, I cannot explain to you how important is it to protect them from exposing them to this propaganda movie. The Hollywood and the Bollywoods. I'm coming to Bollywoods one of these weeks. Those who love Bollywood, I'm going to tell you something about Bollywood that's going to shake you in your core in what's happening in India at the moment. And how Bollywood is promoting the culture of hatred between Hindu and Islam. Go watch the Shah Rukh Khans. So Hollywood has become the medium of corrupting our precious children. My friends, these are innocent, ma'asum children. Their hearts are clean. That is why they say there is no better antidepressant than the smile of a child. Wallah, because their hearts are so clean and pure. When you look at them, there is no motive.
when they greet you and they hug you, they don't have a motive to see why he greeted me or why she greeted me. Or they don't see how many fingers are missing on your hand. They greet you with love. Their hearts are pure. And me and you have been given this responsibility of looking after this precious gems that Allah has given us. Their future lies with Allah, not with guys and girls. I beg you, stop dressing up like candy floss bubbles and think that this movie is the latest, coolest trend. Use your intelligence. Use your intelligence. In the year after, you will be with whom you love. And I promise you, you don't want to be with Barbie there upstairs. This Barbie symbolism fresh takes you away from paradise. The most prominent characteristic of the end of times in Islamic is the reversal of ethics. When will we know? When will we know that it is the end of time? When there will be a reversal of ethics. People will enjoin in vice and they will forbid goodness. People, ignorance will be the norm. Masajids will be adorned to ruin. Quran will be for entertainment, not for reflection. Men will behave like women, and women will behave like men, and they will prefer their own gender and sex. Reversal of Islamic ethics is one of the core signs of the end of time. Usury will be inescapable, interest and usury. Honest people will be disbelieved, dishonored. The treacherous and the corrupt will be the heads of society, and also there will be an abundance of illegitimate children. And one manner in which this reversal is being manifested today is through these type of movies and the internet fame culture. The internet is a crusade free market where people compete for competition. They compete for attention. They compete for subscribers. They compete for advertisers. And our lower selves are drawn to gossip. It is drawn to nudity, to drama, to controversy. Because of this, the movers and the shakers are those who are best to manipulate this machinery. And as they engineer their way to the top, and they find ways to draw in humanity, what happens, my respected elders and friends? We get caught up in this web of immodesty. That is why towards the end of time, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, you know, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When haya and modesty is gone, when Barbie doesn't care whether she has a male reproductive organ or a female reproductive organ, one, then do as you wish. Then it's finished. Then it's over. My respected elders and friends, my time is up. There was so much more I wanted to tell you about it. But in conclusion, it is our duty to scrutinize the content of what our children are watching on those tablets. And what they are watching, we must be alert to potentially harmful ideologies, and this involves educating ourselves, our children, on Islamic principles and nurturing their Islamic growth. The new Barbie movie serves as a stark reminder of the media's power influencing young minds, and it is important that we develop a moral grounded in our faith, in our ethics and in our beliefs. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله المتكلف بحفظ عبده في جميع موارده ومجاريه فرمه ويسقيه ويحفظه من الهلاك ويحميه ويحرسه بالطعام والشراب أما يهلكه ويرضيه ويمكنه من القناعة بكليل الفوت فيكسر بالشهوات النفس التي تعاديه ويدفع شرها ثم يعبد ربه ويتقيه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله النبي ونبيه الوجيه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أما بعد فإن أخوف الشهوات شهوة البطن والفرج فالله الله أن تغلو فيهما فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كل تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين وقال تعالى ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاهشة وساء سبيلا وقال تعالى أتأتون الذكران من العالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تركت بعد فتنة أضر علي الرجال من النساء وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا فاتك الحياء فافعل ما شئت أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفركم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمدٍ عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بين عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us fill in all the gaps, inshallah, stand as close as possible. Whilst we're doing that, reminder of this opportunity for us on a weekly basis to contribute towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the various activities of the masjid and the madrasa. What a great opportunity that Allah has given us. The wealth that Allah has blessed us, we're better to spend it than in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble appeal for brothers to donate generously. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورا بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واهلنا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم معك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.